The Rambam in the Laws of Tshuva in the fourth chapter discusses different types of averos, different types of interpersonal sins whose impact is hard to quantify. And therefore, because the impact is hard to quantify, it's hard to do tshuva. Allow me to explain. If I go ahead and I go over to Reuben, I go over to another individual and I break his arm, chas v'shalom. So the damage I've done is clear. The aggrieved party, the victim, is clear. And therefore, my pathway to tshuva is also clear. I know what I have to do. I have to pay expenses. I have to pay other fines. I have to apologize. I have to do tshuva. But there are other things that are much more amorphous, and therefore, it's hard to determine who the aggrieved party is. Let's say, for example, the Rambam says, you curse some segment of the Jewish people. You curse some camp, some movement, some group. So again, what am I going to do? I'm going to go over to every single person who belongs to that camp, who belongs to that group, and ask them forgiveness. Impossible. And therefore, to a certain degree, a complete tshuva is difficult as well. Then the Rambam gives another example. He says, Hamakabel shochad, presumably talking to a judge. If a judge accepts a bribe, that's an avera. It's difficult to go ahead and do tshuva for this avera. Why? The Rambam says something amazing. Ki einu yodea ad heichan higia hatiyazu. Because you don't know how slanted that bribe has made you. Now, what does that mean? This is incredible. So the Rambam is talking, let's say, presumably to the judge. So the judge is adjudicating a case. One of the parties gives him a bribe to rule in his favor. The judge accepts the bribe. He rules in the benefactor's favor. That's it. Okay. So I understand. I did an avera. I accepted a bribe. I have to do tshuva. The Rambam says, no, it's not over. He says, because once you're the kind of judge who accepts a bribe, your judgment is impaired. And it's not just impaired in the current case you are adjudicating. Your judgment is impaired in other cases as well. And it's really difficult to know how far that impairment goes. Can you see truth at all? Can you truly discern MS in any way? Or are you seeing life? Are you seeing people? Are you seeing circumstances through the tainted lens of a judge who has accepted a bribe? You see, I would have thought that the judge who accepts a bribe has done kind of like a localized, self-contained avera. You ruined this case. Okay, but the next case, you're not going to take a bribe. You'll be just fine. The Rambam says, no, that's not how it works. Once you accept the bribe, you become a judge who accepts bribes. And once you become a judge who accepts bribes, even if you're not going to accept the bribe in this case, your judgment is still slanted. Your judgment is still altered. You're still compromised. And what an incredible yisod. Because sometimes the reason we engage in negative activities and sinful activities in averus is because we often think that I'm just going to do this thing, but it's not going to impact who I am. Because at the end of the day, no one wants to tarnish their soul. No one wants to go ahead and downgrade their spirituality, but we convince ourselves that I could commit an avera, but it won't impact my gestalt. It won't impact who I am. It won't impact my essence. I could still remain the good version of me, but over here I had a little bit of a slip up. Over here I did this little thing, but my essence is not impacted. And the Rambam says that's not true. When I commit an avera is never localized. An avera is never contained. I don't know the impact that negative activity has on me. Once the judge accepts the bribe, by definition, he is an impaired judge, not just in this case, but in potential future cases as well. Once I fall prey to chet, once I allow myself to give in to my desires and my wants, once I do things that I know that are not right, even though I like to think that I could do them without impacting who I am, it's not true. I fundamentally change every time I make a mistake. This is why tshuva is so incredibly important, because tshuva is not just about saying I'm sorry for what I've done wrong or avoiding punishment for the infractions I've committed. It's restoring my sense of self. Tshuva, the word tshuva, we often translate it as repentance, but it really means return. Return to what? It could be return to God, but perhaps at a most simple level, it's a return to the real me. A return to the real me, because I recognize that when I've done things that I should not have done, the damage is often not contained to the one event or to the one moment, but it fundamentally changes me. And I don't want to be that changed person. I want to be who I was, the person with a good heart, the person with a sense of optimism, and the person with proper life vision. That's the power of tshuva. But what is true in the negative is also true in the positive. And therefore, Baruch Hashem, when we do mitzvos and we do good things, even the smallest of things, they fundamentally change us as well. Sometimes we think that it's only like headline-grabbing, dramatic, heroic, self-sacrificing mitzvos, an act of spirituality that are important and change me. But the things that I do day in and day out, those are nice, those are responsibilities, those are obligations, but they don't change me. And it's not true. It's not true. The same way that one bribe changes the judge until he does tshuva, one mitzvah changes me as well. One little act, and even if it's not done with the greatest kavanah or the greatest intentionality or the greatest concentration, everything I do in life changes me. And so if the one bribe fundamentally changes me, then the one mitzvah fundamentally changes me as well. A twofold lesson. Let's do tshuva for the things that we've done wrong and return back to who we were. Restore our soul as it was. Recognize that although I tried to convince myself that my negative actions don't have an impact on who and what I am, they really do. And I don't want to be that person. I want to go back to who I was. But simultaneously, let us find the courage to keep doing even the small acts, the small mitzvos, the small acts of chesed, the little good deeds each and every day, for they fundamentally change us and make us just a little bit better, one mitzvah at a time. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.